Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Are you wondering how to increase revenue by leveraging what you already have without additional costs or more patients? If so, this week's episode is exactly what you need. I'm sharing three smart strategic moves that can help you boost your clinic's income by 20% or more using your current patient base, existing team, and marketing budget. Hi there, it's Huyen Truong here, your host and strategic marketing consultant for medical clinics. Over the years, my team at Online Marketing for Doctors have helped clinics across Australia, the US, UK, Singapore, India, Canada, New Zealand, you know, all the Eastern Europe countries and beyond, increase patient volume and revenue, not just by bringing new patients, but by working smarter with the patients they already have. So today I want to share three powerful strategies that can help you increase your clinic's income by at least 20% without needing a single new patient. This is all about doing more with what you already have, your current patients, your existing team, and your current marketing spend. Now, let's jump right in. Number one is you need to increase the lifetime value of a patient. The first and foremost things, impactful things that you can do is to increase the lifetime value, LTV, of each patient. Now, before we dive into the how, let's quickly define what LTV means. It's the total revenue you can expect from a patient throughout their relationship with your clinic. So how to calculate patient lifetime value? You can put an actual number on the lifetime value of your patients. While the total for 1 year may not look very impressive, but when you project over 5, 10, or 25 years into the future, you begin to see each patient's true lifetime value. Here's how to calculate it. Average transaction value times the number of visits per year times years they stay with you. But here's it gets interesting. When calculating LTV, don't forget to factor in referrals. If a happy patient refers to two more people, their true lifetime value is much higher than what they personally spend with you, right? You know, revenue can come from different sources. If your end goal is to generate more revenue, the quickest and easiest way is to tap into the existing clients and their referral networks. Below are four ways to generate more revenue. The first way is obviously new clients or patients, which is usually the most competitive as everyone is going after this. And the second way is increase the transaction size of the target existing patient or client database. And the third thing is sell more frequently to your clients or patient, or more recurring revenue from existing clients or patient, from crossing and upselling to other treatments or products. And number four is increasing the client lifetime value via getting more referrals from existing clients or patients. Now, imagine each and every patient was blown away by the result you got for them, and they thank you and ask you if you could do more to help them and refer you to their colleagues and friends. And it's totally possible. And here's something absolutely critical you need to fully integrate. Everybody thinks that they need new patients. You don't. Old cash pays the same as new cash. Old cash is a lot easier too. Old cash works a lot faster too, and old cash is tried and true. And plus, more importantly, getting new patients is where all the competition is. All the real money is made in retaining and upselling. So how do you increase lifetime value, LTV, upsell and cross-sell complementary treatments? For example, somebody coming in for injectables might benefit from skin treatments or aftercare products, or somebody coming in for a tummy tuck, breast lift, might be interested in scar removal treatments such as a CO2 laser or other facial skin rejuvenation treatments. Educate your patient on long-term care plans, not just one-off treatments. and build referral system, reward, you know, word of mouth referrals, ask for testimonials and make it easy for people to recommend you. And also you can potentially introduce loyalty programs or membership plans that create predictable recurring revenue. Remember, it's much cheaper to retain and nurture an existing patient than to acquire a new one. And number two is that you need to document your system and empower your team. Now, the second strategy is to document your processes and train your team to perform multiple roles effectively. Let me ask you something. If you left your clinic for 6 weeks, would it continue to run smoothly without you? If the answer is no, you may not own a business, you have a job actually. I think I mentioned that in podcast 139, The Power of Systems, and we talk about how standard operating procedure SOPs are your secret weapon to reduce errors, scale consistently, and delegate with confidence. And also fire yourself from being the bottleneck as well. So here's what to do. List every role in your clinic, even if one person is doing multiple roles right now. For each role, break it down into specific tasks. For example, the patient coordinator may confirm appointments, send follow-ups, and handle no-shows. Document how each task is done. Use checklists, Loom videos, or share Google Docs. Cross-train staff so they can step into other roles when needed. Imagine a world where your front desk, marketing assistant, or patient care coordinator can cover each other when someone out sick or on leave. It's not just efficient, it protects your revenue. Now, the bonus point is that a systemized business is easier to scale and easier to train and much more valuable should you ever want to sell it, okay? So number three is that review your marketing and focus on what's working. Finally, let's look at your marketing performance. Most clinics are spread too thin. Many clinics fall into the trap of trying every shiny new channel without tracking what's actually driving results or return on investment. The truth is, not all marketing is equal. Start by asking, what channels bringing in the most qualified leads? Where are your best patients coming from? Which campaigns are giving you 3 or 5 times return? Which ones are just draining your budget? If something isn't converting after 90 days of effort, review it and reallocate that spend toward high performing channels. One of the fastest ways to boost incomes without new leads is simply to double down on what's already working. And if you are not sure what's working, that's where tracking, reporting, and tools like Google Analytics or Go High Level CRM come into play. And here's a smart approach. Audit your current channels. Where are your leads actually coming from? Use tools like Google Analytics, Go High Level CRM, or even a simple spreadsheet to track cost per lead, lead to consultation rate, consult to booking rate, and double down on the highest return on investment activities. That might be Google Ads or SEO or retargeting warm leads via social media, advertising, email, and SMS. The goal is to spend more on what's already working and eliminate what's draining your budget. Sometimes a 10% tweak in your marketing strategy can lead to a 30% increase in conversions without increasing your spend. And if you're not measuring, you are guessing. And if you are guessing, you are likely wasting money. Let's talk about return on investment, ROI. Now, calculate the revenue generated from your digital marketing efforts compared to the costs incurred. ROI provides a clear picture of your campaign's profitability. And some of you while listening to this part may ask, how can I measure the return on investment? Well, you need to track where all the bookings or sales come from what channels, What is the cost of acquisition to get the new patient or each client from each channel? The best solution is to have a CRM, which is a customer relationship management software. This is a crucial tool to run a business, and all the patient or client database for marketing campaign can be stored in the CRM, which can be used to send out regular communications such as newsletter, SMS, happy birthday wishes to your patients. A CRM or for medical clinics can centralize all the conversations from other platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Google My Business listings in one place, so you don't have to log into different platforms. You can also send a review request to your database to generate new, more positive reviews for your clinic. With the CRM, you can track where the inquiries and bookings are coming from, what channels, and is it via Google Ads or SEO or social media campaign or an ebook that you publish as a lead magnet on your website. And you can have a full picture of your sales pipeline, what channel has been the one that generates the most revenue for your clinic, and then it would be easier for you to make marketing decisions. So much easier, okay? There are so many CRM options. We would recommend HubSpot if you have some financial resources. This software comes at cost, but will help you scale later. Another CRM that we recommend for most of the clinics because it's a robust nature and affordability, which is Go High Level. And you can learn more from this CRM in the link below. We have actually help a lot of our clients set up and track the results more efficiently. It's only $99 per month, but it will be totally worth it. There's some bonus tip here. Now, if you prefer to keep things simple, you rather track your ROI using a good old Excel spreadsheet, and we got you covered, and we are happy to share the exact template we use at our agency to track the marketing spend and return on investment across all channels, broken down by dollar return per campaign. Just email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and ask the ROI tracking template. We'll send it your way along with a quick guide on how to use effectively for your clinic. To wrap up, let's recap the three strategic moves that can increase your clinic's income by 20% or more without more patients. Now, you need to increase the patient lifetime value by offering more value and capturing referrals. And you need to systemize your operations so your team can run like a well-oiled machine even without you. And thirdly, you need to audit and focus your marketing on the most profitable channels. Now, you can take action this week by choosing one of these areas to improve. Track the results, watch your clinic grow smarter and more profitable. And if you'd like help applying these strategies to your clinic, book a free strategy call with my team at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and or email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. And until next time, build smarter, grow faster, and scale with confidence. And I'm Huyen. I see you next time in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.